My name is Renier Watson, and I'm the RSFD, the Regional Science Fair Director of the Bloemfontein and surrounding region.
Nice, sir. So, as the Regional Science Fair Director for Bloemfontein, what is your primary goal for the learners participating in the district's expo this year?
This year, I would like to see more schools participating and more learners to come and show us their projects and show us the intelligent discoveries that they are making.
Oh, well, so the Bloemfontein region has a history of producing strong contendants, even in other provinces as well. So how did these district expos set the tone for the excellence we expect to see later in July for other provinces as well as the Free State as well?
I like to refer to Bloemfontein region as the genius incubator. We do get a lot of good projects from our region, and the most difficult part, I don't think people understand how scrutinizing the judging process can be, because the judges are the best in the fields, and they sit here with these children and they ask them questions that they can barely answer. So what is good about the district expo is they get exposure to the interviewing process, so they get chance to experience how to answer questions on an academic level, and it's only judged on the research proposal or the research plan, as well as the written journal.
Oh, well, sir. You can continue. So, I wanted to inquire for someone who actually does not have knowledge, or maybe a teacher or learner who's out there wondering what is this expo exactly about? How can you briefly explain it?
Okay, Expo, basically what we are doing, we are teaching the learners from a young age to do research project and on advanced levels. So it's a research project on all the fields of STEM, science, technology, engineering, mathematics, and innovation, and all the fields within these 13 categories that you can go look at. It's basically anything. Any school subject will fit into that somewhere, somehow. And then they do a research project on it. And they're following the scientific process. We teach them how the scientific process works from background research and the problem statement, the hypothesis, then the method, and all those kind of things and up until the conclusion and limitations and conclusion and all those things.
Oh, well,
So,
sir.
that is the whole idea of Expo and the projects that we do, and it's very valuable for them in the future. We have had children that went to university that said they wouldn't be able to do their honor research or their doctorate research if they didn't do Expo on school level, and because of that, they already knew how to do the research project.
Okay, I wanted to inquire, what specific improvements are you hoping to see in the quality of research projects coming out of the Bloemfontein and surrounding Free State districts this year?
Well, like I said, Bloemfontein is our genius incubator, and they haven't let us down so far yet. So if they can just keep on doing what they are doing, obviously we are hoping for unique ideas and for better improvements and all those kind of things. But if they just do what they do, we'll be happy.
Oh, great. So the Eskom Expo aims to increase participation across South Africa. What is Bloemfontein region doing to ensure that learners from under-resourced schools feel empowered to enter this research?
In Eskom Expo for Young Scientists, there is no room for discrimination on any level. We are welcoming any type of school, even though all the schools in our region they know about us. We send them emails. We invite them to workshops. They do know about us. As a matter of fact, I will go as far as saying that money is not going to get you far in this research. Our judges are trained in such a way that they don't look for expensive things. They are not impressed by fancy gadgets and expensive things. They look behind that the research that went on behind all those fancy things.
Okay.
So the less money you use, the better it is for you, as a matter of fact.
For a learner who feels like their project is too small or too simple, what message does the Bloemfontein Regional Office have for them?
I always like to tell the learners that we prefer to simple projects because learners tend to think too big, something that is not always viable, like brain chips and computer arms and those kind of things. And you just have to invent a small part of that, not the whole thing. If you think about the wheel, for instance, the wheel was developed over many centuries by many scientists. It's not just one person that invented the wheel. And it's a simple thing that we see everywhere now in any type of machine. So it's an improvement on something that exists, or it's the invention of something new. The smaller and the more precise and exact, the better.
Oh, well, so the transition from district to regional is a significant jump. So, what is the most common piece of feedback that helps a good project become an international caliber project?
I would say the value of a project lies in the methods, in your tests, in testing, testing, testing. Tables and graphs, multiple testing, multiple different or different types of testing, and multiple testing, that is what makes your project stand out from others. So yeah, just make sure that your project is thoroughly tested and that it is shown on your posters.
Okay, so we want to know, Mr. Can you walk us through the timeline? Once a learner is selected as the district expert, what does the journey look like leading up to the Bloemfontein Regional Science Fair?
Okay, so what happens now at the District Expo, we are only looking at your research plan and your handwritten journal up until this time. So afterwards, if you get selected to go to regionals, you have to prepare your project report, which is basically your full project. That is now where all the blood and sweat and tears go into. And then from that, you have to almost like summarize, but summarize it very thoroughly, so all your information are in there, into a poster that will be put onto a board that will give the gist of your project for the judges to see now. And then also you have to do your abstract. You've done the research plan is also there. Your abstract must also be there. Ethics and all the other administration that goes along with that. Yes, and that's what we need at the regional on regional levels.
Oh, well, so if you could speak directly to parents and teachers of Bloemfontein who are on the fence about registering, what would your final pitch be?
I am extremely passionate about Expo, and there's no way, there's no words that can explain how big the whole movement or the program of Expo, Eskom Expo for Young Scientists is. On district level, it is run, or even on school level, it's run like a normal co-curricular program. It's not impressive. It's really done on a basic level. Then we go to districts, it's done on basic level. Regionals is organized by seven human beings on a very limited budget. But once you get past and we go to ISF and you get your ISF selection on regional level, you go to a competition that is worth millions and millions of rands, where you compete against other countries, and it's huge, it is big. And then afterwards, after that, you can also be selected to represent South Africa in another country. So it is extremely big program. It is a I can't explain this to you. Prizes to be that can be won, the laptops, the tablets, the bursaries that can be won. It is amazing, worth millions. So it's never too late to register. As soon as possible, then you can get your research plan in order and get your written journal and your unique idea. The ideology is the most difficult part.
So just on that note, where can people exactly register?
There is a link. It's now on the groups, the QR code that's being sent around, but you can also go to the website. It's exposcience.co.za. All the information will be on there as well.
Oh, well, so just as we wrap up, what does the future of science personally to you in the Free State look like based on the talent that you have seen so far?
Well, the Free State just never lets down. It is our future. Science and the fourth industrial, the 21st century skills, that is our future. It's going to be the future, and we can't even deny it. Science is everywhere. Everything that we touch is science. Everywhere we look is science. And we might as well just embrace it and become it.